And he does. He has 17 points. 65-47, 45 seconds left. Carlos Ibarra at the top of the key. To Curtis Vogel, back to Ibarra. Dribbling to the left wing. Nope, pass to the right wing. To Kalesa. Down to the short corner. Lead Richard Barker hits the jump shot from the short corner. 65-49, 30 seconds left. Ty Knobloch's going to dribble this one out for the North Huron Warriors.
Less than 20 now.
DeAndre Morris dribbling to the right wing. Back to Ty Knobloch. 15 seconds left. Ty Knobloch dribbling around down to the baseline. Throws it over to Shapinski. 5 seconds left. Slowing things down. 1 second left. There's the buzzer. And John Hoodie hits the three at the buzzer as he just chucked that one up. Final score, North Huron 68, Deckerville 49. North Huron strings together two victories for the first time since mid-December as they take out Deckerville with a huge second half. Final score, North Huron 68, Deckerville 49. We'll return with your post-game show as we catch our breath and figure out what just happened in those last 8 minutes of play, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Let me guess, your New Year's resolution is already long gone, and you're right back where you started, if not further behind. But here's the deal. Sure has 11 family medicine providers spread across Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton. All you need to do is call up one of our clinics, and we'll take care of the rest. And here are the numbers even, so you have no excuse. For Paul Skedden and Brenna Kretschmer in Sebring, 989-883-9656. Pigeon, that's Lori Hanselman, Lois Booms, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagros, and Sheena Dom, 453-2141. In Caseville, Scott Ryder and Paul Penville, 856-3449. And in Elkton, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf, you can call 375-2214. Or if you're bad with numbers, you can just go to sure.org and click on the Providers tab at the very top. It's that simple. You told yourself 2019 was going to be your year. Let's get it going together. That's sure.org and click on Providers at the top. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
There's a new sandwich shop in town inside the Port Austin Market. Made-to-order sandwiches with fresh sesame seed hoagie buns. Choose from a variety of meats and add your favorite toppings like spinach, alfalfa sprouts, cucumbers, and tomatoes, all cut fresh daily. The Port Austin Market has roasted chicken and potato wedges. Take a trip down memory lane with old-fashioned donuts and their coffee station as fresh-brewed Colombian coffee. The Port Austin Market only carries fresh, butcher-cut USDA choice Angus beef, locally grown produce, a full-line seafood department, and one of the largest liquor selections in the area. Shop the Port Austin Market just a block from the dock, downtown Port Austin.
Electrical wiring, electrical receptacles, electrical switches, whatever the case may be, Demand Electric is your locally owned electrical contractor of Kindy. Demand Electric offers an array of options, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural. Demand Electric can handle all types of buildings and projects. Demand Electric also sells, installs, and services Generac standby generators. For an estimate and fast response, call Demand Electric at 989-550-5583. Demand Electric, serving all of the Thumb area's electrical needs.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Final score from Kinney, Michigan. The North Huron Warriors secure a win at home by 19 points, 68-49, your final score from North Huron as the Warriors take out the Eagles. Let's take you quarter by quarter. At the end of the first quarter, North Huron was leading by just 1 point, 16-15. As Tykan Oblak and DeAndre Morris with all the scoring in that first quarter for the Warriors. In the second quarter, though, Deggerville comes roaring back, and they actually take the lead into halftime, outscoring North Huron 17-13 to take a three-point lead, 32-29, after 16 minutes of play. Into the third quarter, North Huron uses a huge third quarter to outscore Deggerville 20-6 to take an 11-point lead into the final quarter, 49-38, with only just one turnover in that quarter. Deggerville was six. And in the fourth quarter, very trashy, very dirty fourth quarter from both teams. North Huron with 19, Deggerville with 11. Final score, North Huron 68, Deggerville 49. Mind you, we had seven lead changes in this ballgame in one tie. A little bizarre. All right, let's take you through the scoring. First for the Deggerville Eagles, they were led by Isaac Kyeth with 19 points. 15 of those were in the first half, including three threes to start out the scoring for the Eagles. After Kyeth 19 points, Derek Snyder had nine till he fouled out. Jose Maria Abreu with four, Curtis Vogel with four, Lucas Asher with five, Trevor Barker with four, and then 2 points for Carlos Ibarra, Richard Barker. That's the scoring for the Eagles. For the North Huron Warriors, they were led by DeAndre Morris with 23 points for DeAndre Morris. And then in tandem, John Hoodie and Ty Knoblock each with 20 points, including John Hoodie's buzzer beater at the end for three, which gave him 20 points of the night. And then after that, Brad Hoodie with 5 points, but hustling all over the court there. And I would say, John, the difference maker for North Huron in that second half was certainly Brad Hoodie.
He was just all over the place. I mean, the great hustle. And what did he wind up with? Just 5 points?
5 points, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, what he put into the scorebook does not indicate exactly what his the meaning of his presence was for his team. He